Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, July 12th, 2018. On this day in 1493, Hartmann Schedel's Nuremberg Chronicle, one of the best documented early printed books, was published. A few days ago, the employees of the Pankow Youth Welfare Office filed an overload report. In addition, the Neukölln, Spandau, Mitte, Marzahn-Hellersdorf, and Charlottenburg youth welfare offices are also completely overloaded. Pankow employees have told their bosses that the overload cannot and will not continue. Normally, one employee is expected to look after 65 clients, but at the moment, the number is 100 or more. A tough job with relatively little social recognition, counselors assist overburdened parents, drug-addicted teenagers, and difficult-to-raise children. And in Pankow, the number of children is increasing enormously. 13 positions are currently unfilled, there is a very high level of turnover, and there is not enough time to train new employees. The offices are also often too small to provide discreet advice to difficult families, and if there is an attack, the police will take too long to get there. Employees who regularly have to use private mobile phones at the office added that technology is outdated and their rate of pay is simply too low. Pankow City Councilor Rona Tiata of the SPD understands the anger of the employees and is promising to get an idea of her own into action to improve the center. By the beginning of 2019, at the latest, she announced that each employee will not have to process more than 65 cases. Tiata also wants to work for better pay and see that the areas for which the employees are responsible are redivided and reduced in size. There is a staff meeting to discuss potential changes scheduled for August. They often stand in the way and are often the target of vandalism. Rented bikes are changing Berlin's traffic. O-Bike, based in Singapore, which provides the silver and orange rental bikes seen around the city, has filed for insolvency. It is said that the O-Bikes are not particularly comfortable to drive because of their small size, which is why the company is already rumored by insiders to be concerned only with customer data with which money can be earned. O-Bike has denied such allegations. According to the O-Bike website, users in Germany have to pay a refundable deposit of 79 euros. Complaints from users, for example, regarding the refund of the deposit, are currently unknown to the Federation of German Consumer Organizations in Berlin. O-Bike was only founded last year and offers its rental bikes in several European cities. The bicycle commissioner of the city of Munich speaks of a, quote, great nuisance. They've been trying for months to reach someone at O-Bike who takes care of removing the bikes. In the Bavarian capital, they should be reduced to 1,000, but there are still 3,000 O-Bikes on the streets. Also, from Hanover, Frankfurt am Main, Rotterdam, and Vienna, the municipalities report problems with O-Bike. In Hamburg, where the supplier has never been able to gain a foothold in the market, a private warehouse operator cannot get rid of the O-Bikes, and the company is not responding to his inquiries. The Swiss transport company Umzug 24 is responsible for collecting the bikes, but locating them is problematic because the app no longer functions properly for the users. O-Bike has been out of business since the end of June. The Berlin Volunteer Fire Brigade is lacking fire engines, so the Berlin Fire Brigade Association has launched a petition aimed at the Berlin House of Representatives, calling for at least 100 million euros in emergency aid for the purchase of modern fire engines. With the current stock of 108 vehicles, the Berlin Fire Brigade, and especially the Volunteer Fire Brigade, is on the verge of incapacity for action. According to the petition, 87 vehicles have long exceeded their useful life, and breakdowns and repairs make it virtually impossible to provide assistance in disaster control, because reserve vehicles are missing and the useful life of the emergency vehicles is already far exceeded. The petition also states that by the year 2020, the vehicles would have such serious defects that only 8 would still be available. Storm and flood damage is supported by fire protection preparedness, which will be reduced to one unit by 2020. And the so-called protection goals of the fire brigade would not be achieved by the massive restrictions, the consequence of which would be limited assistance for Berliners. Therefore, the political representatives of the city are called upon to take a stand and to take responsibility to ensure the work of the fire brigade. Contrary to plan, police did not continue an extensive search to identify the Berlin jogger in a coma yesterday. According to a police spokesperson, in view of the current situation, a continuation of the search action is also not planned. On Tuesday, the police had tried out whether a key of the man, who hadn't been reported missing for 4 months, matched the doors of houses in the vicinity of the Volkspark in Wilmersdorf. As previously reported, the jogger collapsed on the 13th of March and fell into a coma due to an unfortunate fall. The authorities have not yet found out who he is. 10 teams of police students were on the road for hours with key copies during the search operation on Tuesday. However, a house with a suitable door lock was not found. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.